Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and normally we're not on today, but I was feeling that we were supposed to be here, so here we are. And I'm glad you're here as well, and listening in either live or archived, and I appreciate you being here. If you would like to be a part of the program, how you do that is you call this number, 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316 is a call-in number. And then if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, you do have to push your 1. That way I know that you want to talk to me, and we get you in the queue, and then we get you on air. Simple as that. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. The card for the show comes from my animal guide cards today, and it's the peacock, and it says, "Let yourself stand out and be noticed." So if you're sort of in the shadows of life, you know, hey, jump out there and say, "Here I am." You know, be that peacock today and let yourself be noticed, because somebody might need you. Somebody might be waiting for you to take a step towards them. And if you're in the shadows, you're having a little hard time doing that. So be a peacock. And those are beautiful birds. I've seen a few. And when they have those feathers out, there's nothing, you know, like a peacock. So just let yourself stand out and be noticed. All right. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, as we normally do. And so let's go ahead and do that right now. Before we do that, let's go ahead and I want you to put your feet flat on the floor for me. If possible, kick your shoes off. If possible, you don't have to kick your shoes off, but you should if you can. And so, and then I want you to just close your eyes. And I want you to visualize you being concreted into Mother Earth. Roots going out of you into Mother Earth. It's a grounding exercise. And I want you to do that for me, please. Just see yourself as a tree. Just visualize yourself as a tree. Just continue to do that. And just ground yourself. I feel a lot of us a little wobbly today. So let's go ahead and just ground ourselves a little bit here. And then what I want you to do is I want you to visualize yourself like in a bubble. You can visualize yourself like inside of a balloon. Just be sure that circle goes all the way around you. I use the yolk of an egg to visualize me surrounded by white light. If you ever seen an egg, there's a shell around it. And then inside of that is a yolk. And so just surround yourselves with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And then as you white light yourself, white light your home or wherever you are at the moment. And then white light the neighborhood where you are. And then out, send the white light out into the town or city where you live. And then from there, we're going to white light the whole world. So send the light out into the whole world. And then we'll send all that white light out into the universe. And then we go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your stability, that even in those times when things are a little shaky with us or around us, we know that we can call upon you and you're right there with us. You're never far from us because you are within us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that knowledge, for the wisdom and guidance that you give me on a daily basis. And Father, Mother, God, right now, as I move into this program, help me totally move out of the way and become the vessel that you always use on this program. And use me to speak to the listeners that are listening to this program now and that will listen to this program later. Let us be in this now moment, not in the next moment, or in past moments, but in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, let us learn how to quiet our minds, those little racing thoughts that we have sometimes. Teach us how to quiet those and calm those down. Father, Mother, God, right now, I just thank you for your presence. And I thank you for the listeners, as always. I thank you for their lives, and I thank you for what you're doing in their lives, seen and unseen. Father, Mother, God, right now, whatever needs they have, I ask that you would meet those needs, physically, spiritually, mentally, whatever needs they have, I just ask you to meet them. And in this moment, let us become calm. Let us go into that place of serenity, that place of peace, a place of quiet, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of the Spirit within us. Just resting in you, going into that now moment. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that simply by doing this. Pick up your phone, punch in these numbers, 347-327-9316. Again, call the number 347-327-9316. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. And we start with my good friend, Susie B. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I'm so glad that you got that message from Spirit to be on the air because I actually sent that to you.
Oh, well, that's good. Hey, I'm glad that got through the spiritual mail system, I guess. So I'm glad that.
I'm thinking that I really need Michael to be on today.
Hey. You know, I started feeling this about a couple of hours ago, so I thought, okay, yeah. So somebody was out there creating it. So hey, it's Paul Smith.
That was me.
It was you. So hey, we got to say thanks to you. So for manifesting a program. So how can I help you? What's going on?
Just I just really need to talk to you. Privately, and it's
okay.
Been a long time since we've done
it has been. Did you get my email about that?
Well, I didn't get like a time. So.
Okay. Sometime tomorrow. You can send me. Probably be best for me late afternoon tomorrow. If that would work.
Okay. Are you thinking around 4-ish?
Yeah, about 4. Yeah, but okay. Yeah, we're gonna set up for that. But right now, let's go ahead and pull some cards for you. See what Spirit wants to say to you through the animal cards today. The rattlesnake pops in here, and on the bottom of the card it talks about the experiences that you're presently going through, whatever those are an initiation into fulfilling your purpose as a healer. We've talked before, you and I, about that I see healing energy with you, in you, around you. So, you know, and the one thing that we have to learn, everything that we go through, and this is what I'm learning as well, Susie, everything that we're going through, sometimes we don't know why we're going through it. You know, I don't know why I deal with depression all the time, you know, but there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. And so we have to accept that. And we have to say, okay, Spirit, there's a reason I'm going through this right now. Teach me what that is. And that's what they're saying to you right now. You know, maybe things are not going, you know, bam, 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 moving really quick right now. But this is more of a slow time for you. All of a sudden, I saw Stephen, and he was riding a turtle. And you know, he's funny. I don't know, you know. Hey, I got,
Michael,
you never know.
He is the perfect guide for you.
Yeah, I know he is. He matches me perfectly. But all of a sudden, my vision here, I saw him like riding a turtle. So, you know, things are going slow right now. And so that's probably what he's trying to show me, you know, that things are slow. But slow doesn't mean that there's not progress, okay? Sometimes we look at slow as, okay, nothing's happening, you know, things like that.
Right.
But if you've ever cooked like a roast or something, a lot of times we put those in slow cookers. For all the juices to come together, for everything to taste really good. And so sometimes things take time. That's what's happening in this relationship thing that's going on with you right now. Everything is simmering. Everything is coming together, you know, but it's just not time yet. It's just not quite done yet. And so
do you know if Stephen knows how much longer it's going to be?
I think that we'll probably, I think we'll probably talk about that tomorrow when I talk to you more in detail about things. But just right now, just remember that everything's happening for a purpose. Let's pull another card for you really quick. The Condor comes in here, and it says that you're too enmeshed in the situation. You know, a lot of times we just get too involved. You know what I'm saying? We just get too crazy in there. And it says, so step back and see the bigger picture. So, you know, what they want you to do, Susie, is they want you to step back and say, okay, this is the goal. This is what I'm aiming at, okay? So So step back, see the bigger picture, and before making any decisions or taking any action. A lot of times we just rush in, and so what they're really saying here is just slow, you know, slow. And so don't rush in. Okay, does that make sense, I hope?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and send me an email just to remind me that we have an appointment tomorrow at 4, because I would appreciate that. Just drop me a line and tell me. So,
okay,
otherwise I'll forget by the time the show's over. So, all right. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you,
Susie. Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye bye. Yeah. So okay. So let's go ahead and move forward and. Let's say hi to Rose before we move forward. And, Rose, thank you so much for helping out tonight. I appreciate it, and thank you for being here. Man, you know, sometimes our days just get a little wacky, don't they? How many of you are just having wacky days right now? You know, just like, you know, sometimes you just sit there and think, man, what the heck is going on? You know, and, you know, like I said, you know, we just have to realize that everything that we go through, every experience, and Angel's beeping in here, so she wants to say hi. So, but everything that we go through is for a reason, you know, to teach us patience. Maybe, you know, we have to look at ourselves. You know, what right now in your life is Spirit trying to teach you? Because whatever you're going through, there's a lesson. You know, that's one thing I'm learning. And one thing I have learned, that everything I go through brings me a little bit more in my growth, makes me a little stronger, makes me a little wiser, every single thing, all right? Let's go ahead and talk to Laura. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
I am good. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you're seeing any big changes for me coming up.
Actually, I do. All of a sudden, I see a lot of movement. Have you felt very stagnated lately? Because I just feel like that you feel like you're really stuck right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And this has been going on for a while. This is just not new. I mean, this has been going on for a while. Of this feeling of loss, of feeling like stagnated a little bit. I'm tell you, it looks like starting next week, there's going to be starting movement here, moving you forward. Are you working or thinking about work, or why would I see work for you?
Well, I am currently working. It's just that it's not a permanent job.
Okay, because I'm seeing more of a full-time job popping in here, something more secure. I think that's what you're looking for. Is that correct? Something a little more that you can depend on. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and okay. I want to be able to move into a home somewhere, hopefully next year sometime. I'd like to buy a home.
Yeah, I see spring on that, on a home. I would see late spring. It looks like about, to me, timeline on this, looks like late April, early May on this. And so on the move anyhow. As far as more of a job, a more full-time job, I feel like it's coming at the end of this year or the very beginning of 2014. It's amazing to me that we're already talking about 2014. I'm thinking, where did 2013 go? So, I blinked my eyes, and I guess we're at the end of the year again. But I definitely see some movement, more into more of a secure environment for you. all the way around. I feel like 2014 for you is going to be really an awesome year for you, where you actually really start coming into your own. And it feels like that in the past you've had influences like from the outside. Does that make any sense to you? Why would I? These could be just voices in your head sometimes, of tapes that play. Does that make any sense? Why would I see that? It's like there's some confusion sometimes with you. Does that make any sense, or am I off?
Well, I don't really know what you're talking about. So.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Because I'm not sure what I'm talking about at the moment either, so we're going to just slow down here for a minute and see what I can figure out here, okay?
Okay.
Now, was there somebody, because this could be a spirit that's coming through here, so I'm going to slow down for just a second, and I mean, I got plenty of time, so we're just going to slow down for a minute. Was there somebody, a female on the other side, when she was on this side, there was like a lot of confusion, she had a hard time making decisions, or is this you? Somebody that's having a hard time making decisions, or was. Does that make any sense? This would be an older woman. She would have passed probably, what I have timeline on this would be close to late 60s, early 70s.
Well, my mother passed.
Okay, go ahead.
When she was around 72.
Okay. Because it's very interesting, because when I got a timeline, the voice that I've heard, it said not any older than 72. I mean, that's what I heard, and so it could be your mother. Did she have some problems making decisions, or when she was here? Did she?
I wouldn't say that, but
okay.
I don't know what. Yeah, I don't.
Oh,
that's not
okay,
how
or,
I would.
Okay, or did she have problems with memory towards the end of her life? Because I'm feeling somebody very confused. And if this is not fitting you, it could be somebody else.
It could be my dad, because I think he might have had, I think he might have been starting something like Alzheimer's,
okay.
But I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, because this is somebody that had problems with their memory a little bit. And that's where I'm getting this confusion. Like they're talking and then they're going some other direction and then they come back and they talk about something else. So it's a lot of confusion. Both of your parents want you to know that they're okay and they're watching over you. They want you to know that. And that, like I said, 2014, they're working behind the scenes in your life. They're not limited anymore, so they can do all kinds of amazing things. That's what I tell people, on the other side, there's no limitations, so they can do all kinds of amazing things. But definitely see a move for you in 2014 and a more secure job. So, all right.
Michael, do you get any details on the kind of job or the location?
Let me see if I can get that for you. I have a hard time doing that sometimes, but let me see if I can tap in, okay?
Okay.
Let me see if I can. Yeah, it's okay. Let me see. I'm not getting that at the moment. Sorry, but I'm just not picking up that on the moment. But definitely more of a. It feels like it's more something that you want to do. I feel like that right now you're not doing totally what you want to do. It's sort of like just a job to get some money coming in and stuff like that. Does that make sense? Because this is more.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be more leaning towards your dream, sort of towards the goal that you want to do, da-da-da. I don't know what that da-da-da is, but this is leaning you towards more of that. Does that make sense to you? Because it feels like that there's something that you really want to do, but you've been held back, and this is what I just keep seeing, and I don't know what that is. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, is it a job I've already applied to or that I'm going to be applying to?
I feel like you haven't applied to it yet. I don't feel like you have an application there yet or a resume there. I feel like it is something that you will apply for. Okay, I'm going to have to move on, but I do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. If you would like to set up full readings with me, you can do that over on my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. Again, that's www.insightswithmichael.com. All right, let's go ahead and where am I at? Okay, Michelle, you're on air. Yeah, you're on air with me.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, how can I help you?
Hi, I am hoping that you can see for me if by Christmas, maybe Thanksgiving, if I'll be single.
Okay, if you are, okay, wait. I don't think I've ever had anybody call in here and ask me that. So I'm hoping I will.
So
yeah, it sort of caught me off guard. I was like, you know, usually I get those questions like that say, okay, you know, is somebody coming into my life, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I want somebody out. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anybody call in and say, okay, am I going to be single? Okay, so you're the first. So congratulations on being the first.
Thank you.
You know, I imaginary balloons are dropping and confetti's going all over the place. So, but I do feel. Now let's get a little serious here. I do feel that you will be. You know, this has to come to an end.
Yes.
And so.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so I definitely would say yes on this. And then, you know, somebody else coming into your path, looks like about possibly spring of next year. Because you need some healing time,
okay.
You know, some me time.
Yeah.
Yes, but this is coming to an end. It should have already been done. Actually. Yeah, but it just feels like the other person is just holding on to something that's no longer there. Does that make sense?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, they're just not wanting to let go. But this is, you know, try to do this as nice as you can, but I definitely you know, see that this is coming to an end and both of you are going to be better off. You guys were just not meant to be together, and you know, it's, you know, sometimes we think that, and then spirit has to come in and say, okay, what
Show
are you guys
you.
Doing? Say, okay, this is just not going to work out, right? And so, but, you know, to answer your question, definitely, I would say, unfortunately, I'm not going to go on a timeline of before Thanksgiving, but I would say right after Thanksgiving, but before Christmas.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. And
do you see that this has to end before I can start my business? Because my business is, like, spiritually given to me, and it feels like this part of my life has to be through with so that I
And I think so. And also you might also look at some forgiveness that might need to take place here, because I feel like that might be holding back some of the, you know, the spiritual stuff here. You know, because any time a relationship ends, no matter if it's supposed to end or not, somebody's going to feel a little hurt, you know. And so, you know, and so we want to send love and light into that situation and wish both of you well on your new adventures, but on separate paths. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
But I do see your spiritual, and you didn't ask about your business, but I do see that working out pretty good for you as well. But this has to, it's sort of like a little roadblock in the way. So this has to get out of the way for that to move forward. Okay.
That's what it felt like, too.
Thank you
so much, Michael. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. All right. Appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And sometimes, the one thing that we have to realize in life is a lot of times, you know, we have people around us, but do we have the right people around us? You know, we have to look at that sometimes. You know, do we have the right people around us? Or do we have energy vampires sucking the life out of us? And then we're going, and then we wonder why. You know, and then we come to Spirit and say, okay, you know, I just feel drained and stuff. And then Spirit says, okay, well, you know, you got energy vampires sucking life out of you. So you might want to look at, you know, who's around you. You know, if you're feeling negative, I had a friend one time, and, you know, bless his heart, I mean, but he was so negative. I mean, you know, I wish him well in his life and everything, but he was so negative. And I was just like, whoa, you know, everything was falling apart in his life, and it was just woe me, woe this, woe that. And I was just like, okay, I can't, you know, do this, you know. And so I had to think, okay, this is just not working out for me. And I prayed about it. So we had to go our separate ways. But that's okay, because our separate ways, you know, are better, I'm sure. So, okay. Sometimes you have to go separate ways. All right, let's talk to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michael. I had a feeling you were going to take my call just then. glad you're on the air. Nice to
talk with you.
I don't know if I mentioned the last call that I put my home on the market because I can't deal with the stress anymore.
Right.
And in the meantime, I'm behind a month on my condo fees. And so they've also added something else to pay for some work they had done for everybody. They're just hitting us. So I think I'm headed in the right direction. And
right.
I intend to make good, and my realtor spoke to them about making up for the past month. They were so nasty to him, and they said they're going to continue with their legal fees, their late fees, and really stick it to me. And I'm like, what? You know, I thought they'd say, well, yeah, you're selling, we'll get paid and all that. They're being real nasty about the whole situation.
Right,
and
yeah. There's just a lot of negativity going around right now. So,
oh my God,
and you know, everybody's on edge right now. And you know, I'm not making excuses for these people. They shouldn't be doing this, you know. But I also, the one thing I do believe in, Ann, is I believe in karma. What you put out, you get back. And you know, and so you know, you got to try to stay positive in all of this. And I know it's hard.
I am. It's taking a hit on my health. I'm just. You know, they're draining me because
And so you're doing you mentioned, you know that you're doing the right thing. I agree with you. You are doing the right thing. Let's go ahead and pull some cards really quick on this, and let's see what the animals want to say. But, you know, it's time to get out of there, you know, and Spirit's doing all of this to push you out. And, you know, and a lot of times, you know, we think that people are all nice and sweet, but then all of a sudden their true colors come out, and that's what's happening. Yeah, you know, that's what's happening right now. They're showing their true selves, and you know, so, but, you know, just you stay, you know, true to the Spirit within you, and everything will work out to you. So, but, you know, I know it's difficult when people are nasty to us, you know, it's
no fun. I'm trying so hard, and I'm on my own, and I don't have a whole lot of help. So
right.
Everything is just weighing on my shoulders.
Right. And the elk comes in here from my animal guide deck, and it says stand tall. You know, it basically is going to tell you exactly what I just told you. But it says stand tall and maintain your dignity no matter what, and others will treat you with the respect that you deserve. So basically that's saying, you know, stay true to yourself, you know, and the honesty and the stuff that is in you, and you know, stand tall, and, you know, sooner or later people will show you the respect that you deserve. And let me go ahead and pull another card really quick on this. And the cheetah. Yeah, go ahead.
Their respect. I just want to, you know, I just don't want this pressure. There's too much pressure.
Right. Yeah. And this will ease up as you go. As you go into November, I feel like that this is really easing up. And the cheetah comes in here and it says, get clear on your intentions, stay focused, and move quickly. I'm going to focus on the word move quickly to achieve your goal. So I really feel like that you're going to get out of there, and, you know, that's going to sell, and you know, Spirit's going to move you forward. So hopefully that helps you.
I have no idea where I'm going as yet, not a clue. So that's
that's still up in the air. I don't have that either yet at this moment in time with you, but whatever it is, I do feel like it is going to be a whole lot better situation. It's going to be similar to what you're doing now, sort of, but with a whole lot of better people. And so, I feel like it's going to be about the same kind of thing. Excuse me?
I'm sorry?
You are cutting out a little bit. But the one thing that I would say is, you know, similar to the situation that you're in now, but a lot better. You know, sort of the living situation, not the other stuff. Okay?
Right, and the finances will improve with that move? That's the main reason.
Yeah, I definitely feel that, yes. Okay?
All right,
you hang in there, and better days are coming, okay? Hang in there.
Michael, I'm trying. Thank you so much for your encouragement.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a short break. I've been reading for a little bit, so we're going to take a short break really quick here. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling me at 347-327-9316. We'll be right back. We won't be gone very long. So let's go ahead and find a song here. How about... Let's do this one, and we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Valley Mountain.
Want to read a poem to you. My mom, which most of you know, is in a nursing facility at the moment. This is her favorite poem. And when she was here, she had a coffee cup that she would read this off of every single morning. And I want to read it to you today because it goes along with the song we just played. And it's called Footprints in the Sand. A lot of you probably know it. But if you don't know it, I want to read it to you. And I'm not much of a poet, so hopefully I do it justice, okay? But it goes, one night I dreamed. I was walking along the beach with Spirit. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Other times, there were one set of footprints. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could only see one set of footprints. So I said to Spirit, "You promised me, Spirit, that if I've listened to you, if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there have only been one set of footprints in the sand. Why, when I needed you the most, you have not been there for me?" Spirit replied, "The times when you have seen only one set of footprints is when I carried you." You know, a lot of times, you know, in my own life, from my own struggles and craziness and just chaos, sometimes, you know, I've said that, you know, where are you? Where have you been? And Spirit says, "You know what? I'm carrying you. I'm right there with you. I'm in you." You know, a lot of you has heard me say that, you know, there was a time when I went through a huge questioning period of my life. And I asked Spirit, you know, "Where have you been?" And Spirit just said, "I've always been within. I've always been right there." Spirit doesn't go anywhere. Spirit's within us. Spirit's with us all the time. And if we can really, you know, grab hold of that, and if we can really understand what that means, is we are Spirit. Spirit is within us. Spirit goes nowhere. Spirit's always with us. Always with us. Always carrying us. Always taking care of us. Always. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go ahead and say hi to Donna. Donna, I appreciate your patience, and you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. I have to say, this is the most perfect show for this day. It is. I just can't get over what you're talking about today and how perfect it is that I need to hear this. Yeah. I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of people that are listening to this show today. Thank you so much for being there.
You're welcome.
I'm floored by this.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, Spirit knows where you are. You know, that's the amazing thing. And I'm just the vessel that Spirit uses. And so, you know, I'm glad that I'm tuned in enough to know, you know, when we need to be on and what we need to be talking about. And, you know, right now everybody needs to know that Spirit hasn't left us. Spirit's right here. You know, it might look that crazy. You know, sometimes, you know, our situations just get a little crazy sometimes. But how can I help you today?
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. I'm just speechless listening to the show today. So my question is, okay. I wanted to find out what you saw around my relationship life, my love life, I guess you could say.
Okay. Are you in a relationship? Are you in a relationship at the moment? Okay.
I'm not in really any relationship, and I'm not talking about just meeting a guy. I'm talking about marriage, like a long-term, serious, monogamous relationship.
Okay. Yeah. One of those. No, the committed, committed guy. Yeah,
yes.
The guy with without the roving eyes and other things.
Right.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay.
The real love-based, heart-based,
right.
Know, beautiful
yeah.
relationship yeah. type thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me get a little quiet here and get a little serious for a moment here, and let me tap in here. Okay, I definitely see somebody coming in, but I'm not seeing them this year. You know, I really feel like that Spirit wants you to, you know, focus on yourself a little bit still for the rest of this year. But I'm saying somebody's coming in, looks like to me, about February of next year. And this does look like a long-term relationship, somebody that will definitely sweep you off your feet, very romantic kind of guy. Very committed. When he makes a commitment, he makes a commitment. And as far as I can see, you know, as it stands right now, it does look pretty long term, and there is a commitment from him, you know, down the line a little bit. I would say I wouldn't see a marriage here until probably 2015. But, you know, just get to know him and 2014, and it does feel like it's going to move pretty fast. But so I would see possibly a marriage at the end of 2015.
Now, is it somebody brand new or someone that I already know from my past?
This is brand new, because you need a brand new start. You don't need baggage from the past. And mm-hmm. and so does that make sense? It just feels like that you just need a fresh start.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and you know, not just in this area of your life, but I feel like that next year and the next 2 years for you are going to be fresh starts for you. You know, you've gone through a lot of stuff, and you know, and you've had those conversations with Spirit saying, hey, you know, where are you? You know, what are you guys
mm-hmm.
doing? You know. On vacation. Hey, you know, I've been there. And so, you know, it was like, where are you guys at? And so, but things are going to get a whole lot better. A brand new fresh start starts as you go into next year. You know, these 3 months here, you know, that we have left in this year, I would really look at and start manifesting that guy, you know.
No matter what I do, I'm like, I can light a candle and talk to God and Spirit and all that.
Right.
I've been doing all of that. It's like, okay.
Okay, yeah, just keep, and he's coming. He's coming. It's in perfect timing. You know, a lot of times I do that too. I say, okay, when is this going to happen? And Spirit always says in perfect timing. And I go, okay, all right. And so, you know, we want it in that perfect timing. We don't want it. You know, we don't want it right now if it's not the time, you know, because then
not
it's going to get messed up. It's going to, you know, we're going to get in the mix. And when we get in the mix, a lot of times we mess things up. But definitely
see
a fresh start. Yeah.
It's just the idea that I have to go through another, you know, Christmas, New Year's alone. Or, you know, it's just one, I just want to scream. So when you said February, I'm like, not again. Please don't say that it's February.
Hey, I understand. You know, I'm the same way. You know, it's like, you know, those holidays come and we want somebody here. You know, but I always tell Spirit, you know, I want that person in my life when the time is right. You know, I don't want it if it's not time. And you know, it must not be time yet because I don't have that person yet. But, you know, so we just got to trust Spirit. But, you know, fresh starts are coming. All right?
All right. Well, thank you so much. And thank you so much for doing this today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
So thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, trusting and listening to Spirit. We can all do it, and we all need to do it. You know, it's just, you know, earlier today I was sitting here. And normally we're not on the weekend. I mean, I'm normally not on. And I was listening to some music by Igma and just, you know, relaxing and just opening up the Spirit. And all of a sudden I heard Blog Talk Radio in my head. And I thought, okay, why do we have Blog Talk Radio in my head? And so, you know, the voice that says Blog Talk Radio, you know, that voice. And I was like, okay, and listening. You know, it's, you know, and I think a lot of times Spirit just wants us to know that they're with us. You know, our loved ones are watching over us. You know, they're around us. You know, I've said this many times on the program. I don't believe in death. There is no such thing. There is no death. There's only life. There's only new beginnings. You know, when you know, it's time for me to depart this planet, whenever that time is, my spirit will leave this house that's in right now and will go onto another plane. It might even come back in another body. I don't know. But my spirit continues on and your loved ones continue on. And that's what I love. You know, I love it when your loved ones pop in here and they want to visit with you. It's a privilege to me to be able to connect you. You know, when I do galleries, I do group things like that. And I am so privileged to be able to have this gift of mediumship, to be able to give you those one more day, one more conversations with your loved ones. You know, and hear from my loved ones as well. You know, so I just count it an honor and a privilege to be able to do that, and I find it really truly amazing. We're stopping for a minute because I'm listening to spirits, so that's why we're slow down for a second. There's somebody that needs to hear this, and I don't know, but there's somebody that needs to hear these three words, and I want to tell you I love you. I don't know who I'm speaking to for sure, but you need somebody to let you know that they love you. Maybe you're just feeling really bad about yourself right tonight, and you know, I've been there. I understand. You know, we get in our heads, and the one thing that we need to learn is how to get out of our heads. But you know, we get in our head, and it starts with just, you know, it's, you know, our brains are really tricky. They bring in one little thought, and then before we realize it, we're off in wonderland somewhere, and listening to our head, and we're up there in our head, and we're listening to our head, and a lot of times our head tells us bad things about ourselves, talks negative to ourselves, and you know, and once I was listening to my head, and my head was just really like saying, you know, you're no good, and nothing's ever going to work out for you. I know that none of you have ever gone through this, but, you know, I was just listening to, you know, to my head, and I was just into my head, and I thought, okay, I wouldn't let somebody face-to-face talk to me like that. I wouldn't let somebody come up to me and say, you're no good, or, you know, nothing's ever going to work out with you. I would tell them to shut up. Maybe a few other things. So why are we listening to the negativity that our head tells us? Why are we playing those tapes over and over? It's a good question, isn't it? Good question. Why are we allowing it? Because for a lot of us, we don't know how to shut it off. We don't know how to do that. It's very simple. You say stop. You just say stop. It works. I've tried it many times, and it works. I wouldn't tell you something that doesn't work, guys. It works. So the next time that you're in your head, and those tapes are playing, you know, from your past, and you know, we all have that. We all have a past. And in that past may be things that you don't like. But good news, it's your past. It's not your present. Your past. I want to say that again. Everybody has a past, okay? And some of us don't like our past. But good news is it's past. It's over. It's done. There's nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's over. You know, I wish it'd be gone because your brains keep bringing it up to you and playing it over and over. It's like somebody sticking in a VCR tape. I don't think we have those anymore, do we? Okay, DVD tape or whatever. I don't know. And so, tapes me a little bit. Sorry, guys. But you know, and you just play this over and over. Why? So next time it starts happening, ask yourself why, and then say stop. Okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Crystal. Crystal, I appreciate you calling in today, and I appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hi. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today? Hopefully I can help.
I've been recently just going through, I kind of just had like been getting hit hard with many things.
Okay.
And one of them is my car. I'm a single mom also, so I've been unable to fix my car. I'm wondering if you see me fixing my car anytime soon.
Okay. Yeah, I have one of those too. I have a car right now outside of my window. That's broken down, so I understand. I totally understand. It's frustrating. You know, you don't have the money, but you need a car. You know, you need to get around. And so I definitely do see you getting that car fixed. You know, is there any way that you could ask somebody for some help or on that? Or
no.
Okay. But I definitely feel like that you're going to have that car running by the end of next month, which would be November. So if not sooner, timelines, you know, I'm hoping it's sooner, but I'm going to say by the end of November. So But I'm hoping it's sooner. I hope that that timeline moves up a little bit, because I understand not having a car.
Yeah. Or just kind of hit me all hard. I've ended a relationship, which confused me. And then, you know, my son started school. I'm in work.
It just feels like, what it feels like to you is, you know, it's just like you're being slammed in different areas. You know, you're this and that, and you know, and I'm really sorry you're going through this right now. But the one thing I would tell you, next month it looks a lot better. I do see that car running by the end of the month, and then as you go into next year, I just feel like that things are going to start changing in a positive way for you. And it's about time. You know, you've been going through, you know, the ringer right now. And so I understand. You know, I've been there. And so I understand how it feels to you know, think, man, you know, what's next? You know, you know, that waiting for that next shoe to drop. But, you know, I do see a lot more positive things coming your way. You know, just keep manifesting a car. I actually would tell you I see you with a different car. Possibly more. I would see you in a different car next year, but I feel like you're going to get your other car, this car, fixed. But I keep seeing you in a red car. I don't know if you have a red car, but I see a red car. So I would say more next year on that. Okay.
Okay. Just this relationship I just broke up out of. That's been on my mind too. Do you see that reconciling or?
That's
over.
I feel like, honestly, I feel like that's over, Crystal. I'm really sorry to tell you that. I really feel like that's done. I feel like you need a fresh start with a relationship, but I wouldn't see that until about March of next year. But I don't see a reconciliation with the relationship you have that you did have. Okay? I'm really sorry, but I just don't see it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, I only can tell you what I see, and so, but, you know, a better relationship's coming, so hang in there. If you would like to set up readings with me, full readings with me, let me give you that information right now, and you can get your pen and write this website down. It is www.insightswithmichael.com. I will tell you right now, my readings are pretty cheap, or I don't like to use the word cheap. Let's not use the word cheap. Let's use the word affordable, okay? They're not cheap. You know, a lot of times we think that, you know, if the price is low, you know, you don't get that quality. But I guarantee you that the quality of my readings are accurate and affordable. So you might check it out, www.insightswithmichael.com. I will tell you that those prices will go up. In January, they will go up. You know, you can book a reading with me. And so, www.insightswithmichael.com. If you'd like to drop me an email, you can do that by writing me at yourawakening@gmail.com. Yourawakening@gmail.com. All right. Let's talk to Ellen. Ellen, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your patience. I've been waiting for a while. Hi.
Hello, Michael. Good to hear you. Hear your voice again.
Thank you. How can I help?
Well, do you see anything big happening or any big changes coming up for me?
Okay, let's see. I'm not picking up anything at the moment. Hold on. Let me see why I'm not. I'm just not. I don't know. I don't have your energy. Could you say your name out loud for me, please?
Sure. Your first name? It's Ellen. Yeah. Ellen.
Okay, thank you. All right, now that helped. Thank you. I've been reading for a little bit, and so let me tap in here. Are you starting a business? Why would I see business with you?
Well, I'm thinking of changing jobs. Just started thinking about moving on to something else, but I haven't found anything. I really haven't even been looking. I've just been thinking about it.
Okay. Well, we need to get you to stop thinking about it, and we need you to start doing about it.
Okay. Okay.
Spirit wants you to stop thinking about it and get some applications out there. I feel like that something is popping. If you get the applications out, I feel like that there would be something new in your path at the beginning of November. But you got to do the work. You got to get that stuff out there. I definitely see a new thing. coming in here, something to do with business, but, you know, maybe it's a business-oriented place or something like that, because I definitely kept hearing the word business. Is also, has your health been okay? Have you been feeling okay?
A little bit on the tired side and a few other things, but nothing serious.
Okay, all right. Let me just tap into your energy, just to tap around, and let me see. I don't see anything either, but let's just be sure, you know, that there's not something hiding there. I think a lot of it's just, you know, the stress that's on our planet right now. I think everybody is feeling, you know, under the gun a little bit right now. And
yes.
So, you know, just very anxious, you know, all that kind of stuff going on. I don't see anything big either, you know, health-wise. So, you know, just watch that. Also, I'm going to close your mic for a minute there. But I just feel like a lot of excitement building up as you go forward. So, let me open your mic again. But, you know, I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps. But, you know, just be prepared for that new thing popping in here, okay?
Thanks, Michael.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right. Okay, let's go ahead with 571. Could you say your name for me, please?
Yes, thank you, Michael, for taking my call. My name is Tierra, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay, how can I help you today?
Michael, I would like to know about my living situation. Currently, I am residing with my mother. But one thing that I deal with is mental illness, and she brings on a lot of stress for me. And
okay.
I just want to know, do you see me in my own place anytime soon or when?
Okay. All right. Yeah, and I totally understand that as well. You know, I deal with stuff too. And you know, you want that quiet. You know, you want that. You know, a lot of times, you know, with me, I just need peace and quiet. You know,
yeah.
You know, and it's hard when you're living with somebody else, you know, to have that. And I also feel like that you and your mom sometimes just, you know, get on each other's nerves. You know, it's just that.
You do.
Yeah, you know. And, hey, I have a similar situation, and so I understand that. But to answer your question, which was, you know, are you moving, the answer to it is yes. Timeline on it is, I would say, next month.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying November on this. Now you know,
my own place?
Yeah, I feel like it's your own place. I feel like that you need your own place. I think you need your own space, you know, 'cause you know, like I said, I think that there's those moments when things get a little overwhelming, and I understand how that is, you know, you just. And sometimes you don't even know what's causing that, that shaky feel sometimes. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you don't even know what's causing that. And because also, I don't know if you're aware of it, but you also have the gift, which means you could do what I'm doing. I don't know if you've ever
explored
that.
Yeah, I do know that.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. And a lot of psychic mediums deal with depression, deal with anxious stuff, because we see all kinds of stuff, you know, we deal with this stuff. And so what we need is peace and quiet in our own little sanctuary. And I definitely see that happening for you, because you need it.
Do you see me in an apartment or like renting out a room or roommates, or I'm actually in my own place? You see me in there by myself?
I think that if you can handle it, it'd be okay to be by yourself for a little bit. You know, when I first see you moving, you're by yourself. Now, is there possible of a roommate down the line? Yes. But I feel like when you first move into this place, and it feels like an apartment to me, when you first move into this place, I feel like you're by yourself. Now, a lot of times, you know, I want to be by myself, and then I want to have roommates. You know, we go back and forth. But when you first get into this place, and which is, I definitely see an apartment, I feel like that you're in there by yourself. So The roommate thing would be your decision, but, you know, if you want
no,
to do
I don't want a roommate.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
I don't
that's
mind
what
my
I,
friends coming over visiting, but no, I don't want a roommate
yeah.
because just like you said, with me developing the clairvoyance, I do
right.
need a quiet space where I can
right.
meditate and things like that. And living
yeah.
with my mother, I'm not able to, like, spread myself out, you know. I'm
right.
just like...
Yeah. Yeah, because
you know,
it's not your space. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's not your space. Yeah, you know, it's
right.
her. It's her space, and you need your own private space, and you know, so you can like set up a you know, a sanctuary place where you can go and meditate and all that stuff, and you know, definitely see that happening for you. So yeah, because I don't do well with roommates either. I've had them; they just don't work out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you know, I you know, I definitely see that opening up for you, and I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you, Michael, for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. You take care of yourself, okay? All right.
And I send best wishes to you and your mom.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk to the person that everybody else talked to before you talk to me, which is Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hello. Susie and I double-tagged you to manifest this show.
I guess so. I know.
Just want you to know that you're getting it from all over.
Hey, yeah, maybe, yeah, some other people too, I think. So, hey, that's okay. Hey, we, you know, hey, it works. So here we are. So how can I help?
Yeah, it worked well. I would just like a general message for me. I'm just feeling a little bit overwhelmed, feeling like I keep having to deal with stuff. And...
Just a little bit?
Okay, I'm trying to be positive here.
Yeah, yeah. I feel a whole lot overwhelmed. I would say the pot's overflowing overwhelmed here. Let's see what's going on, Rose, okay? Let's pull some cards.
Thank
Let me
you.
Shuffle the cards here. No problem. Let me shuffle the cards here. You know, it's also interesting. I was sitting here getting ready for the show, and I was going to use a different Oracle deck than the one I'm using, and Spirit said, go get your animal guide deck. I haven't used those for a long, long time. And so I have all kinds of Oracle cards, and so, but they wanted the animals today. So let's go ahead and pull some animals for you. The Kiwi pops in here, and it says, do a walking meditation each day for the next week. So I would start tomorrow because Sunday starts a brand new week. And so, you know, for 7 days, you know, just, you know, walk around, you know, try to quiet your mind. You know, we can do that. And because I think a lot of times with you, Rose, I think that if you just try to sit down and meditate, your mind, like mine sometimes just races and just goes bum, 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 bum all over the place. Yeah. The best way that I've learned how to meditate is walking or riding my bike. Because I'm focused either on my walking or I'm focused on, you know, riding the bike and gives me a different focus. And so I would do that. And the Camilla, steps in here and it says, stay in the background and adapt to the situation rather than being conspicuous and attempting to direct the course of events. So what that is saying, break it down. What that's saying is, you know, just calm down. You know, that's as simple as just say, calm down. Just chill. You just need to chill. You know, I would go, you know, tonight, I was just chill. I'd get some popcorn, get you a bowl of popcorn, get you a movie that you really like, maybe something funny, and just chill. You know, because what's happening is that people are trying to draw you into their drama. Does that make sense? It just feels like
it does make sense because I think I'm getting it from all sides. It's just like, wow.
Right, yeah. And so what you need to do is you just need to adapt. You need you sort of – a Camilla can take on any color and they sort of disappear. And and that's sort of what you need to do tonight. You just need to chill and disappear and you know, just be you. And let me pull one more card really quick here. And angels here wanting to try to talk, I guess. The boar steps in here and it says, face your problems head on with confidence, courage, and you will emerge victorious. So I wanted to focus on the words, emerge victorious, okay? I know that you're looking for a job. I know that that's trying. I've been out there. I know that that's trying. nobody likes to hear no, or, we'll get back with you, and they never do. But I definitely do see a job popping open here for you. So, just keep having that confidence and the courage inside of you, Rose. Don't give up, okay? I know that right now it feels like, the walls, all four walls are caving in on you, but that's your mind trying to make you think that. So that's not the case, okay? Spirit's definitely working in your life, and so you just got to trust Spirit here, all right?
Okay, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. Thanks for having the show.
All right. I appreciate your help. All right, thank you, Rose. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go ahead and move on here. We're already into the second hour. Where does time go, I don't know. Oh, hold on for a minute. I need a drink, so hold on. Take a drink of water. The water is actually good for you. All right. And one thing I will say about water while we're on the subject of water. Steve and my spirit guides really been talking to me about water. Especially in the energies that we're in right now. A lot of you are, and I'm not getting on to you because I drink caffeine drinks too. I will tell you that I do, so it's not me preaching to you. But I'm trying to get away from them because your body, you're made up of a lot of water. Pop and caffeine and all those other drinks really dehydrate us. I would say most of you right now listening to me are dehydrated. Water, 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 especially with the energies that we're in right now. Steven has been really talking to me about this. And so, that was free. That didn't cost you anything. But water's really good. All right. Margie, I appreciate your patience and you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. Your voice sounds so much better today. I'm so glad to hear that. Yes.
That's better. Is it better than from what? So, okay, we won't go there right now.
We won't get there.
Okay, go ahead.
Probably more general reading, but if spirit or maybe some family members might have some words of encouragement or something.
Yeah, do you have a brother on the other side?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I have brother energy coming through here, and so I'm going to just slow down and allow that energy to come forward. I'm going to acknowledge it at this moment. But definitely, and it's a little hard to focus sometimes with my dog right here.
She wants to help.
She does. She is a big help. It sort of reminds me as I tap into this energy on the other side. It sort of reminds me of when I first started doing shows on Blog Talk. She was around, and so it sort of reminds me of those days. So always nice. It's nice to be reminded of good times. And
yes,
it is. It's all the way we look at things, really.
Mm-hmm.
We can either focus on the bad things or we can focus on the good things. I'd rather focus on the good things.
You're preaching.
Yeah,
you're preaching,
I know,
to me, Michael.
Yeah, hey, it's easy. It's easy to fall into that trap, fall into that trap. And I think that's what your brother is saying here, mm-hmm. Just really, watch what you're thinking about, what you're focused on right now, because I know that you have some knee problems at the moment. And mm-hmm. So, you really can't do a lot of stuff. You can't be as active as you were. And so when we're just sitting around, I used to be in church, and our preacher used to say that, an idle mind is the devil's playground, and it's sort of mm-hmm. like that. If we're just sitting around, it goes back to those negative thoughts.
Yes.
If we're just sitting around, all of a sudden our brain starts talking to us, and before we even realize it, we're listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, okay, yeah, maybe that is true,
Yeah.
And most of the time, what's in our head, 99% of what's in our head is not true.
Well, it doesn't help when you have an ex-mother-in-law who says something that you might be might be passing through your mind, and then she says something, and it makes you think, oh, well, maybe there is something wrong.
No,
so that doesn't help either.
Yeah, no, And so you need to stop listening to those kind of people. You know,
to listen. I know. I need to quit going over there because it's.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I talked about that earlier. You know, limit our time with negativity. You know, if that be family member, be that your friends, be it whatever, you know, and again, you know, even with ourselves sometimes, we got to get out of our heads and into our heart and into the spirit. But let me go ahead and pull some cards really quick for you here.
Okay.
Let me focus on that. And you might also call me after the show if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
I have the Elk card. I think I pulled this earlier for somebody else. But it says, stand tall and maintain your dignity no matter what. No matter what other people are saying or and others will treat you with the respect. Oh, I did pull this for Ann earlier. So it says, stand tall and maintain your dignity no matter what. And others will treat you with the respect that you deserve. You know, you know, it also goes to Margie. We have to respect ourselves first.
Yes.
And you know, and then we have to demand that sometimes. You know, we have to, you know, a lot of times we have to say, okay, I'm not going to let you disrespect me, you know, so you.
You're very true.
Yeah. You know, so if somebody's disrespecting you, I would limit my time around that person.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yep.
All right. All
righty. Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you later on. All right.
All
right. Margie.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So, yeah. It goes back to what I said earlier. You know, why are we, you know, a lot of times, you know, in my life, I'll just admit this. In my life, you know, I have to watch because I'm my worst own enemy most of the time. You know, my brain will just try to beat me up and try to convince me that nothing's ever going to work out. This is never going to get any better. Da, 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 and plays on and plays on. Until I reach up there and say, you know what, shut the heck up. You know, you guys thought I was going to say something else, right? You know, you just got to do it. You just got to say enough already. You know, because your brain will just try to convince you of all kinds of silliness. And most of the time, most of the stuff that you're worrying about, most of the stuff that you're afraid of, most of the stuff that you're fretting about, amounts to nothing. You know, somebody said the only thing to fear is fear itself. You know, most of the things I worried about in my life never happened. But I spent a lot of energy worrying about them. And then also, then what we're focused on, please listen to what Spirit wants to say here. A lot of times what we're focused on, we draw right to us. You know, we're focusing on it. So what we're doing is we're manifesting negativity. So wouldn't you rather have positivity in your life instead of negativity? I know I would. So why not manifest positive things? Stop focusing on the bad things. Focus on the good thing. Do you know that you can always find something good to focus on? You know? So there's always something good happening. All right, Lucy, I appreciate you calling in and I appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hi, Michael. First thing I got to say, to anyone who's never had a reading with you, you are extremely, extremely accurate. And I'm really grateful that you're doing the show today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that in both ways. So I appreciate it. How can I help you, Lucy?
I was just wondering if Spirit has any kind of message for me. There's a lot going on. And I just want to see what Spirit has to say.
Okay.
To kind of give me an idea.
Okay. All right. Spirit's already talking. So we'll let Spirit talk.
Okay.
First thing, don't get lost in your head. are you pretty much in your head right now? Because Spirit
yes.
said don't get lost. Okay, don't get lost in your head. Those are Stephen, my spirit guide, is funny, and he was sort of playing hide and seek. And you know, a lot of times, you know, we when I was a kid, we play hide and seek, you know, and a lot of times nobody ever came to look for me. I don't know what that was about, but I know, but you know, don't get lost up there. You know, don't get caught up in your emotions and your head. You know, a lot of times our thoughts have emotions that follow those, and so the one thing that I looked at when I started talking to you on a serious side here, Lucy, is your solar plexus, where your emotions are. Okay, and so I just feel like in the last few months here, you've been going through a really emotional time. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there an anniversary of somebody passing in these 3 months, in the last 3 months here? Don't tell me who, but was
actually,
there...
No, but
okay.
it's my son. His relationship ended, and I've been very worried about him.
Oh, okay. Okay, because there was like a loss or something. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. All right. So you're really worried about him? Just give me the initial of his first name. Don't say his whole name out loud for me, but just his first initial, please.
It's J.
Okay, thank you. All right. And I'm going to be quiet for just a second here, and we'll tap into Jay here really quick and see if everything's okay with him. I know relationships breaking up are really hard, and so
yes.
Yeah, and he's taking this really, really hard.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, his heart's just like broken here. Let me look here, and we'll pray for him here in just a second, but. Yeah, because I've been there. I believe that he'll recover out of this. I feel like the rest of the year here, you know, he's going to be, you know, down in the dumps a little bit. But I feel like that as he goes into December, into next year, I feel like that you're going to see him recover from this. And then next year, I feel like that he'll be going into another relationship. It looks like possibly summer here into 2014. But you know, I'm really feeling sorry for him right now, because you know his heart's just busted, and I understand this. We've all been here, you know, one time or another in our lives, and but I feel like he's going to be okay. You know, I feel like that a lot of the worries again is your brain just, you know, talking here, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I understand you're his mother, and you know, you want him to be okay and wants to fix everything, but. You can't fix this. The only thing you can do is pray and ask his angels and his spirit guide to help him through this, and he'll be okay. I don't see any serious things that would be popping up here for him, but we're going to go ahead and pray for him, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Let's go ahead, and we'll just pray for Lucy's son. So, all right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for Lucy, and I appreciate her calling in, and right now, she's worried about her son and this breakup, and he's just taking this really, really hard right now. And we've all been here, and we understand the heartache. And I just ask you to send ministering angels unto him right now, and just help him get over this initial shock and this initial heartache that he's going through right now. And Father, Mother, God, just heal his heart and let him know that there is somebody else out there, and somebody that will love him and will accept him and will be there for him. And we just thank you for him and everything that you're doing in his life at this moment in time. We say namaste. And we say amen. Lucy, I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps, okay?
Thank you so much, dear.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, we're just going to... slow down for a minute here. All right. Thank you, Rose. Let's go down here to Catherine Ring. You're on air with me. Appreciate you calling in.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi. Listen, God, I do need your help so badly.
Okay.
I was just about to call someone that I have a question about, and then you popped up. I met a gentleman for the first time last weekend, and we had talked about a year and a half prior on a chat line, and at that time he was married, and he probably shouldn't have been on a chat line. I have been separated, divorced, I should say, for years.
Okay.
So we went out, his wife just passed, and that's why we couldn't see each other when we were attracted to each other a year and a half ago. We never met until last weekend. Now, I want to know what's going on, if you see us seeing each other again or anything coming out of it.
Okay.
We're like birds of a feather, and we have the best laughs together and everything, but I want to know what you're thinking.
Okay. So, okay, let's look and see what Spirit is saying about this, okay?
Same initial, J, is the last woman. And as soon as you asked her what the initial was, I said, it's J. And she said J, and I'm saying,
all right.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, hey, no, it's good to trust your intuition. That's awesome. So give yourself a pat on the back, testing your intuition. That's good. And you know, and what I would say on this relationship is, you know, follow your intuition. You know, the one thing that I feel in your voice, you know, and in your energy here, is a little bit of apprehension. You know, I felt that as we, you know, as you were talking about this. And so I would, you know, proceed cautiously here. But, you know, I definitely feel that this will work out. But, you know, proceed with caution. You know,
but he's not talking to me right now. You know what? I had a psychic reading, and I let him listen to it, and I think it scared the crap out of him.
Yeah, probably did. Yeah. He's not
so even, I'm wondering when I'm going to hear from him.
Okay, all right. Let's see.
I put a call into him this evening, but I haven't heard anything back.
Yeah, I wouldn't see it this weekend. Let me see when this is. I would say,
compatible.
Yeah, I would just, you know, turn him over to Spirit and let Spirit work this out. I feel like the communication would be more open next weekend, but I would just, you know, give him, you know, a week here to, you know, digest some stuff and go from there. But I feel more communication from him. Looks like about next Friday or Saturday.
Will he call me, or do I have to initiate the call?
I feel like that he will reach out to you. I feel like that he will reach out to you. Okay?
Do you think we'll meet each other again, or you think this would work as a couple?
Oh yeah, I definitely do. But you know,
really?
I would just manifest it and draw it to you.
Okay.
But I definitely see that. You know, there's a possibility for it to work out. But, again, the communication has to be open, and right now he's not communicating. So, all right. I think we lost her, hopefully that helps. All right. Let's go ahead and look for where am I at? Let's go ahead and let's go to June. Hi, June. I appreciate you calling in today.
Good evening, June. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, you can say hi.
Call.
Hey, you can say hi to yourself. Hey, it's okay. I talk to myself sometimes.
Well, it is a good evening, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's good. How can I help you?
I'm going to a wedding in 2 weeks. It's my daughter's wedding, my youngest of the family, and I have to walk her down the aisle. I'm a little nervous and scared, and you know, because I'm doing it without my husband. So it's and she asked me to walk on the right side because she liked to feel her father on the left side.
Right.
How do you see this wedding coming along?
Okay, he's telling me, which means your husband is telling me that you're not walking by yourself. He is going to be there. Okay.
That's what I told my daughter.
Yeah. He wants me to tell you that you never are by yourself. This is very important for you to know this. And also to pass this on to your daughter. He is going to definitely be there. There's going to be some kind of sign that he gives her to let her know. If there is something of his that she could like put in a pocket or something, he is going to be there, and he's going to let her know that he's not going to miss this, you know. And so you might pass that on, but yeah, because he always walks on the left side of her, always on that side.
I know, because I told her he would be there, and that made her cry, of course, because she misses him so much.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I hope that you see this wedding really being a nice wedding, really turning out well.
Oh, yeah, definitely positive, and this will also help. You know, this is also going to help her move on a little bit, you know, through the grieving stages, because she's always going to miss him, but he's always there in spirit, but it's not the same as, you know, him actually taking her by the arm and walking her down there. But she's definitely
going to feel
that. Yeah.
She is the baby of the family, because I do have 7 kids, but she's the baby of
the
family.
That's a lot of kids, so yeah.
Well, The oldest is 53. He's close to your age, sweetheart.
Right. He's up there. So, but you know, he's definitely going to be there. And so you might just pass that on and let her know. And also he approves. He wants to, you know, it's sort of like, I don't know if he ever met the husband to be.
Yes. The day before he died. Well, he met him a few times. But he took his hand on his hospital bed and cried, and they welcomed him in the family with my daughter.
Right.
Or my daughter.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because he just wants to acknowledge that. All right. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps.
Oh, I thank you, Michael, and you have a wonderful weekend. Ours is the Thanksgiving weekend because it's Canadian weekend, Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Our Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving. All right.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Yeah. So, yeah. I always forget about that, you know, some places have different things. So, let's go ahead and talk to Rosemarie. You're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Pretty good. About a relationship, a friendship. His first initials are. So, there's not going to be any communications.
Okay. Why did communication stop? What's going on? Why do I see like a big red stop sign on this?
He's in one different country than I am as of now.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw like this gigantic, huge stop sign. So let me see why I have this. Okay. I'm not saying that the relationship's not going to work out. I'm just trying to figure out why I had a stop sign. You know, they might be trying to tell me, you know, something. But I have to focus on that for a minute. Okay. Have you guys? I'm just going to go with what I'm feeling, okay? And I know that this is not possibly what you want to hear, but I have to go with what I'm feeling, okay? I'm just not seeing this. I'll just be up front with you. I'm really having a hard time. That's why I was stumbling around here a little bit, you know, trying to see something else. And I've looked at it. I've looked at it 3 times. And in the 3 times that I've looked at it, I just don't see it working. Now, maybe a friendship could come out of this. But as far as a relationship, I just don't see it. And I'm really sorry, okay? But I have to go with what I'm picking up. All right. Okay. I'm sorry, but, you know, I have to go with what, you know, I know that it hurts, but I have to go with what I'm picking up, and I'm really sorry. Okay?
That's cool. It's weird that how he acted before I left. So he was he was interested.
Right. Yeah, I know. And you know, I'm hoping that I'm wrong. I'm hoping that I'm wrong on this. I really am. I hope that I'm wrong, but I have to go with my intuition that I'm feeling right now, and what I'm seeing is I just long distance relationships, especially, you know, out of the country, are going to be hard. You know, they're hard enough when they're in the United States and they're states away. You know, they're hard. They take work, and you know, if you guys want to put the work into it, if he's willing to put the work into it, possibly would develop. As it stands right now, I just not seeing it. Okay.
Yeah, because I live in both countries, so that's why I just came back from there.
Okay, yeah. So, all right. Yeah, cool. So, all right. I appreciate you calling in. All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, those are hard. Let's go ahead and I feel like this is going to be my last call of the day. Maybe just hang in there and let's see. But Mary, you're on air with me. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
This is such a hard thing. Today, I am my friend's Facebook page got hacked into my best friend that I love like a sister. And she thinks that I had something to do with it. She, like, sent me these nasty messages. She keeps accusing me of being in on this. And she unfriended me, and she doesn't want anything to do with me. She said such ugly things. And I had nothing to do with it.
Right. And the one thing that you need to stand in is, you know, is it, hold on. I'm going to have to close that mic for a minute. I was getting feedback from there, so I'm just going to close your mic and then I'll answer here in a minute. But the one thing that I would tell you, you know, you got to stand in your integrity, and you know that you didn't do this, and so that's all that matters. If she's accusing you of this, and then what I would see is, you know, she wasn't a true friend, and you need to move on, you know, because if she really was your friend, she would know that this is not true. And so I would definitely just, think about moving on past this because, you know you didn't do it. I know you didn't do it. Spirit knows you didn't do it. So that's all that really matters. You know, we can't help what other people say or what other people think, but what we can do is we can, help how we react to it or how we respond to it. So I would just move past this, but I do appreciate you calling in. I was getting a lot of feedback, so I'm just going to just answer. So, all right, thank you. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Wanda really quick here. Hi, Wanda. Appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Thank you. Hi. I'm in the middle of negotiating a pay raise. Do you see me getting a pay raise and me being satisfied with the raise?
Definitely, yes. So that was quick.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heard you.
Yeah.
That
would
be,
yeah.
I'll be, okay. Okay,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
because
you deserve it.
Now listen to you, huh? Thank you so much. I did. I get bit by dogs, and what I do is kind of strange, but I've had to, I collect bio specimens. I've had to do them on the hood of my car.
Oh, man, that's not good.
So I'm out there in the public. Right. So.
Right. Yeah, this is gonna be better for you. All right. I appreciate you calling
in. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Put me on hold. Now listen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We're done taking calls. The psychic guy is a little tired and a little worn out, so we're going to not take any more calls tonight. But I do appreciate you calling in. If you would like to set up full readings with me, you can do so at www.insightswithmichael.com. You can write me my email at youareawakening@gmail.com, but our phone lines are closed, and I'm not taking any more calls tonight. So, but I appreciate everybody calling in. You guys are awesome, and you guys are, man. Yeah, that's all I can say is, man. So you guys are the best audience, and I appreciate you guys so much. The reason why I wanted to close the phone lines is because I feel like I have a channeled message, and I'm going to have to deliver that. So we're going to do that right now, and I don't think that this is from Steven, so we're going to go ahead and I'm going to be quiet for just a second and allow this channel message to come forth. We come to you tonight to let you know that you are loved. For you need to know this deep down inside of you. Not with your mind, but with a knowing that goes beyond that. So we come to you tonight to let you know that. For we know that you are worried about things that are going on around you. But do not go into a place of worry. Do not go into a place of fear, for that is where they want to drag you. That is where they want to pull you. But do not go there. For it is up to you if you buy into the fear, but do not buy into it, for it is not real. Your circumstances will get better and better and better, for you are manifesting better and better. So as you manifest, so you will get. We come to you tonight to let you know that things have to change, and that is what is going on right now on your planet. Things are in a place of change. And it is not complete yet. It is not complete, this change that is taking place. This complete change takes place years ahead. But it is going to be better. It is not always going to be this chaos that you see now. But do not focus on the chaos. Focus on what is ahead. And what is ahead is peace and love and divine guidance. That is what is ahead. Do not fall into the place of judgmental attitudes, for that is not where you want to go. That is not what you want to feed your spirit. For what you want to do is you want to feed your spirit with divine things. Do not buy into the junk food that the media feeds you day in and day out. Find other means of entertainment. Find other uplifting things to do. For that is what we would have for you to do. We leave you at this moment. But tonight we come to you with one thing. Is it will be okay. It will get better. For a lot of you feel insecure, and we understand that, for it looks very insecure, but that is what it looks like. But you have a security inside of you that no matter if the waves come against you, you can stand. Build upon the rock that is us. Inside of you, build upon that. We leave you at this time. When we say namaste to you, we are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. Okay. We're going to go ahead and get ready to wrap things up. But like I said, I do appreciate you being here. We thank Spirit for that divine channeled message. And I have events that are coming up, actually 3 weeks from tonight. I actually would be opening the door to the room where I do events in Springfield, Missouri. And so we would be getting ready to do that. And so if you're in the Springfield, Missouri area on November 2nd, stop in and see me at that event. You can find that event information over on our website at www.insideswithmichael.com. All right. It's been awesome. It's a good show. So thank you guys. You're part of it. You know, I couldn't do it without you. So so thank you for being you. Again, website information, set readings, www.insideswithmichael.com. All right. You guys have a good night. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Peace be with you, and all that stuff. You know, continue to pray. Continue to pray for the situations. You know, I believe that prayer can change things. I'm a big believer in prayer, because I've seen things change that, you know, I remember one time the doctors told a friend of mine that, you know, they had cancer and they weren't going to get any better. And we prayed, they got better. They're still here. That was years and years and years ago. So, you know, there is nothing impossible with the spirit within us. And, you know, we just put limitations on that. That's us sometimes. So, but Again, email address for me is youareawakening@gmail.com. There's contact forms on the website. In case you forget that, you can just drop me a contact form. All right. You guys have a good weekend. We will be back on air. What is today? Today is Saturday, right? Told you, I'm not used to being on air. We will be back on air on Monday. Who knows what we'll be doing. We do have a guest. We have a couple of guests coming up the week ahead. Check that out at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. We have a couple of guests coming up. And so I'm excited about the week ahead. And I'm excited about what Spirit's doing in our lives. And so I'm just excited. So, all right. All right, you guys have a great weekend. And I'll talk to you again on Monday. Peace be with you. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow.
Peace be with you.